Bye. Good morning there.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
It is a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where, kind of like arts, it's not what we say about the news that's important. It's what the news says about us.
Breaking news!
You call me paranoid.
Well, the Trump tariff tete-a-tete continues on with the entire world. And then yesterday, after imposing them just a few days before, Trump limited tariffs on most of the nations for 90 days. But not China.
See?
Increased it, jacked it up to Chinese imports, 125% on that. Mm-hmm. All of this made the stock market very, very happy yesterday, jumping nearly 10%. There you go. That's me talking about financial news. It's more in my alley when it comes to Trump stuff. Yesterday, also in the midst of all of that, non-tariff related, Trump aims to make America's showers great again.
Showers?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Targeting water flow yesterday as Trump signed an executive order to redefine the, quote, shower head and boost water flow. Trump claims that Biden's rules made showers weak and overregulated. And I'm reading this literally from the AP. Critics warn that the move, though, could raise water use and household utility bills. But that, once again, we would have a stronger flow in our showers.
You realize this was a Seinfeld episode, do you not? When Kramer came in with flat hair.
We're here. It's the low flow. The low flow. Yeah, critics cite the old Reaganomics thing that it would trigger trickle-down economics.
MAGA!
But I think it's actually probably pretty good because that'll help us fill up the Will It Float bucket a little faster.
Yeah, see?
So really, it's all about us.
Expediency.
Back to you, Jane.
Thanks, Walt. Bill Gates having a change of heart at the tender age of 69. Now, he's always said he's only going to leave his kids a meager $10 million upon his passing because he doesn't want them getting spoiled. They wants them to make their own way in the world. But now they're going to have a little bit more disposable income to the tune of $500 million each. However, still not exactly generous, because he's worth $155 billion. So that's less than 1%. And some friendly neighborhood disc jockeys may be up for adoption. Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be the one kid in that group that would be like, cool, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like 10, 15 billion. You gotcha.
I'm fine with the OG plan.
Love you, Dad.
10 million?
That's fine. Not fine. A lot of recalls going on right now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued a Class 1 recall.
No.
It's different from a Billy Bob Thornton watch, okay?
Okay.
But approximately 22,000 plus pounds of cheddar bratwurst from Johnsonville Brats. It says has hard plastic inside of it.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, so they say if you find anything with a foreign substance in Johnsonville Brats, deported.
MAGA!
And then also, there is a recall of Cabot Creamery recalling nearly 2,000 pounds of butter after testing found elevated levels of fecal matter.
Ugh.
They say they've recovered 99.5% of the product before it reached consumers. But what about the 0.5%? They decided to remarket it as, I can't believe it's not.
No, that's enough out of you.
I'm too much of a journalist to do that.
Breaking news!
So, you know, losing a fur baby or even a feather baby can be downright heartbreaking. Just, even if the animal isn't domesticated. Just ask Blake Shelton, who had a pet duck that got whisked away during this latest round of severe weather.
Aww.
And high winds in the Sooner States. Talked about losing his animal on social media and even wrote a song about his grief.
I don't have a clue where the duck ended up.
But that's Oklahoma weather for you.
So I'm going to use the big long thing and drag this thing out of here.
Well, I got my Kubota, don't need no truck. Only thing I'm missing is my old pet duck.
We had a very special house for the duck on the ranch. I'm sure it's with Gwen Stefani.
Maybe the duck just ended up somewhere in like Kansas or something like that. Maybe he's all right.
Just, I mean, I live on Blake's property for free. It's not a bad gig.
Kubota, Kubota, Kubota.
Thank you, Bob.
In other country music news, Jelly Roll just received the Global Literacy Award at the 2025 World Literacy Summit.
How literate are they?
This happened over there in Oxford. In England, like the Oxford. Jelly Roll was given the prestigious award in recognition of, quote, his global influence on literacy.
And he was there.
He was there.
What a fine ambassador.
They read all his tattoos on his face.
Jelly Roll!
No, I'm kidding. It's he actually gave the keynote speech as well. It was actually pretty impressive. And he advocated for improving foundational literacy within the justice system, and that is mainly what he was applauded for.
Oh, very nice.
There you go, Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
My mom will like that.
Your mom.
She also likes to read.
Good morning, Mrs. Buckner.
Dual story right there.
So the Masters kicks off today, which is a bucket list item for a lot of folks. So what would they do for tickets? Well, 40% of fans would sell their wedding ring for a pair. Over 1 in 10 would name their firstborn child Augusta if it meant getting into the competition. And almost a quarter would give up social media for an entire year. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods' wandering eye isn't all that rare in the sport. Apparently, 20% of male golfers have picked up the sport to hide their infidelity.
Yeah.
And those are just the ones that admit it.
Hmm.
Where are you going? Where do you think you're going?
By the way, on Masters Week, we will be talking a little bit.
Right.
A little bit lower.
Is that because we don't have an extra microphone?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hello, friends. They told us to be careful. I don't want to break
anything.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Stop breaking it, KB.
Plastic broke. And then finally, Weight Watchers is on the verge of bankruptcy, the Wall Street Journal says. Probably going to file here, if not this week, next week. Weight Watchers has been struggling, of course, competing with the weight loss drugs. Oprah left the board of directors last year of Weight Watchers. The company's stock, that once traded as high as $100 per share, has plummeted nearly in the last several months, 59% to 18 cents for their Weight Watchers stock. Proudly, though, they lost all of that without the use of prescriptions or exercise. Yeah.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
I mean, they lost it.
It's gone.